Middle of the Maimer, and we started by explaining that clearly questioning on Pesach is very important and is central to the theme of Pesach. We see that from the fact that the Friedrich Rebbe, when he begins his Maimarim, his Hemshech of Maimarim about Pesach, he starts off with Ki Yishalcha Bincha, as if this is where it all begins. That the son asks. We also see, Chazal tell us that if no one is going to ask, then you ask yourself. Someone needs to ask. Clearly, asking is very important. So the Rebbe explained, because if you understand what Pesach is, then you'll understand why asking is so important. Pesach is birth and rebirth. And every single year Pesach, the Yiddish people and every individual Yid is reborn as a new person. And therefore, if that's the case, then education begins right away. And education is about questions and answers. About the one that's being educated not knowing something in some area of life and needing to understand, asking in some form or another, and then being explained and educated. We then went on to explain that the Ben Chacham asks, Ma ha'edos v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem alekeinu eschem. Or, as the Rebbe said, or aisanu, according to some nuschais. So the Ben Chacham is asking, what are these edos chukim v'amishpatim? So we said, let's remember, we're talking about an intelligent child, a Ben Chacham that Torah calls intelligent. So what exactly is the intelligence in his question? And that's where we're holding. Umevar bozeh. Even though there are differences between Eidos Chokim and Mishpatim, and the Ben Chacham is aware of that, which is why he articulates three different types of mitzvahs, still there is something in common. Let's first understand the difference. The Eidos Heim HaMitzvah Sheim Eidim Al Ma'ura She'ira. What are the Eidos type of mitzvahs? They commemorate something. They're a testimony to something that happened in the past. V'chukim, hey mitzvahs, she'ein lahem tam, v'hem chukim u'gzeiris. What are the chukim type of mitzvahs? Those are the mitzvahs that are above logic. They are commands and gzeiris. U'mishpatim hem ha'mitzvahs ha'sichli she'esh lahem tam b'seichel. Mishpatim are those type of mitzvahs that are logical and logic dictates them. All these three types of mitzvahs we have on Pesach. So let's start with Eidos. Chag HaPesach is a very good example of Eidos. We're commemorating an event that happened, and that is the fact that we left Mitzrayim, and we celebrate that, and we commemorate it, and we testify to that by celebrating Pesach. Hainu inyan shel Eidos. But we also have those super rational mitzvahs. In other words, those mitzvahs that are above rationale and logic. We have the laws of the Karban Pesach, which are not logical. And it's called Chukas HaPesach. There are also mishpatim in Pesach. Kedis b'gamara psachim. Amar li Rab Nachman l'daru avdei. Rab Nachman said to Daru, his servant, a servant that is freed by his master, my boy Leila Meimar, what should he say? He says he should praise. Rab Nachman said then, now we don't need to ask what tonight, why is tonight different, because you just explained that it makes a lot of sense why we're celebrating tonight. So even in human rationale, and even the rationale of a servant or a slave, it's very understandable why we're saying thanks. So it's logical. So it's mishpatim. So now, being that Chag HaPesach is a general Yom Tif, and it's the first of all the Yomim Tovim, it's the beginning, that's where it all began when we left Mitzrayim. This also prepared us for being mekabel the Torah. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in order that we should be mekabel the Torah. So it's from this Yom Tif that's very fundamental and central in Yiddishkeit that all the different types of mitzvahs originate. There are types of mitzvahs that Hashem says, these are the laws that I made, and you have no permission to think and to try to rationalize. You have those mitzvahs that are not only not logical, but they're illogical. That's the chukim. Hashem says, do not think about them. They make no sense. And then there are mitzvahs that do make sense. Then you have these eidos which are somewhere in between. They're not mishpatim and they're not chukim. You can't call eidos a chayk as if it makes no sense. It makes sense why we do certain things to commemorate certain events. At the same time, why is it not like mishpatim? Because logic doesn't dictate and say that one must commemorate a certain event in a certain way. Because it's a type of event that we need to say over. Meaning it's not something that's recognizable. It's something that if we don't talk about it, it will be forgotten. I guess what the Rebbe is trying to bring out is that certain things that are logical, so then they're obvious, they're apparent. Things that are clear and logical, I guess, in our context, so then you don't need to say witness to them. You don't need to testify. They're obvious. Also things that are not now revealed, but they will at a certain point be revealed, so we don't need edus for. It's only specifically about things. But specifically about things that will not be revealed. So then we need testimony in order that it shouldn't be forgotten. So this is talking about something that's on the one hand not a chayk, but at the same time it's not so obvious and necessary, and therefore we call it edus. So it's somewhere in between. Again, once we hear it, it makes sense. But at the same time, it's not a must to commemorate and to behave in a certain way that will remind us of a certain event. Who? So what is the common denominator? What's common about all of them is the fact that they are all practiced in a physical and tangible way. All of the mitzvahs that we spoke about are all behavioral. Achilas matzah kipshuta, we eat matzah physically. V'shtiyas hakeses kipshuta, we drink wine literally. V'alderech zechukas haPesach, carbon Pesach. V'zman shemeisim mikdashay yakayim v'chulu. The chukim that we spoke about before, which is how you perform the carbon Pesach, are all things that you do and don't do practically and physically. V'zehu teichen shaylas ben chacham, and this is the meaning of the question of the ben chacham. La matzarch liyes kiyom kolon yonam elu dafka ba'asiyah gashmias. What he's asking about is, why do we need to perform it in a physical manner? This also explains why he says Eschem, as many Maamarim ask, isn't that similar to the Rasha, as I think we mentioned also, that he's excluding himself. He's saying you, as opposed to seemingly himself. So the Rebbe is explaining, as the Rebbe explains in more Maamarim, Eschem is not to exclude himself. It's not as opposed to him. It's Eschem as opposed to what came before you that left Mitzrayim. Because before Matan Torah, or before Yitzias Mitzrayim that led up to Matan Torah, the Avodah was spiritual. Even when before Matan Torah people did certain behaviors, acted in a certain way, that was an expression of what they were experiencing spiritually. But the main experience and what mattered most was, are you experiencing the spiritual experience? How you manifest that in Gashmias was not important, it was secondary, and you could have done it in different ways. And if someone performed something in a physical way, that physical thing did not become holy because it was secondary to the spiritual experience. Let Meretz Hashem continue the explanation in the next share.